I'm an artist with a unusual practice. The content of my work is discusses issues in big techno science. It's kind of the meaning, but I also work with big science as a medium and DNA as a medium. So rather than think of DNA as a means to simply understand a subject, or DNA as a subject of an investigation, I use it as a medium. So I use it to literally make marks, to move in ways that I predict, and in ways that are culturally meaningful. You might, if you make the mental image of a DNA fingerprint, one of these pictures that looks like strange barcode-like patterns that supposedly represent us as individuals. This is my very medium, so I make these things, and they don't always look like what we might expect them to look like. I guess at the heart of it, I'm saying the DNA image isn't natural. It's not like a fingerprint that just is an impression onto a surface. It's not an impression. It is that these patterns we see are literally constructed in laboratories. There are thousands of different ways of making these images, all which are authentic, but there is no singular DNA image in our bodies. These are constructed in a laboratory. What's interesting about the DNA image is that it's the most culturally authoritative artifact we can make. It is the thing that is called the gold standard of criminal identification in a courtroom. It is the evidence which trumps all else. It is that which convicts. It's that which sets free. It's that which, in many cases, may allow eventually for termination of pregnancies and things. It's the ultimate sort of evidence. And as such, it needs to be understood and interrogated, and particularly to kind of spread information across typical lines of, you know, science and cultural workers.